WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. FBI Director Christopher Wray says he will resign from his post at the end of the current administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson says of the decision,
"Something new is happening. It's a new day in America. We need a change at the FBI."
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for FBI Director is Kash Patel. New York City's police commissioner says they've been able to tie the suspect in the murder of insurance CEO Brian Thompson to the crime scene after shell casings found at the scene matched the suspect's gun, and our Matt Piper reports.
Lab results matched suspect Luigi Mangione's prints to a water bottle and protein bar wrapper found near the scene of the killing.
The wildfire in Malibu, California is over 6 square miles and 7% contained. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says residents have cooperated with evacuation orders.
"We have no reports of significant injuries or deaths, and that is a huge victory, but that is because of this work being done."
No word on what caused the fire. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. The report found that the amount of air pollution from sources like ozone and carbon monoxide has continued to decrease, but the pace of decrease slowed due to Canadian wildfires and a warmer-than-usual summer. Their data shows statewide ozone concentrations have dropped by about 15% over the previous two decades. Due to those conditions, some counties in the eastern part of the state have failed to meet the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $13 million in funding for the accelerator company Generator to develop the Great Lakes economy. The funding is meant to help the company support entrepreneurs and help small businesses develop technology to improve the maritime economy. Senator Baldwin has also called on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to prioritize Great Lakes projects with Inflation Reduction Act funds. Those interested in applying for the accelerator program can do so online. State Representative Jody Emerson is renewing calls for the Joint Finance Committee to release $15 million in funding for the healthcare crisis in the Chippewa Valley. The funding was approved after HSHS announced the closure of hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, but stalled in the Republican-controlled committee after Governor Tony Evers used line-item vetoes to make the funding more flexible. Representative Emerson is again urging the release of that funding as the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative develops plans for new hospitals. Western Wisconsin Health has received additional grant funding to support its Green Box program. The organization received $1,000 from the St. Croix Electric Cooperative's Operation Roundup program, which seeks to support local nonprofits and community projects. Western Wisconsin Health's Green Box program is meant to create a model of sustainable living through waste reduction and environmentally conscious practices. Through the program, community members can buy reusable containers for meals and to-go items. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have now lost both their starting quarterbacks. First, it was Tyler Van Dyke earlier this week, and today, Braden Locke, announcing he, too, is entering the transfer portal out of Madison. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's 1 week at a time.
That's safety Zane Anderson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. Mostly sunny and upper teens for Friday, 30s for the weekend, but snow possible Saturday. Right now it's 1.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out." the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus Law Review, James Santel, will join me to discuss the ramification of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords to text for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list, statewide text-to-win contest. You could win $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list below. How come we're not part of that, Conrad?
I don't know. It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, this is a great night to have Dan Schaefer here because we need some recombobulation. We had kind of a crazy start tonight with our issues, and we were discombobulated. But political editor here at our political editor here at Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, has agreed to stick around for a few more minutes. Dan, this is fun. Great to have you. What do you have a favorite kids movie? Like, do you have that movie where your kids are picking out a film and you're like, come on, pick out Toy Story or The Incredibles or something? Do you have a film you like to watch with them?
You know, I like it. I think one of the things that I have gravitated towards encouraging them to watch is movies that don't have songs in them. Because if they watch Frozen or Moana or one of these songs, they have one of these movies that have songs in it, I'm going to have those songs stuck in my head and I'm going to be singing them to myself for the rest of the week.
How about Band of Brothers? Come on. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, more of like a Toy Story or Ratatouille or something like that, that has like, you know, it's not like I'm not going to have the song stuck in my head for the rest of the week. And I'm not going to have, you know, my daughter's asking me to play the Frozen soundtrack for the 7,000th time for that one as well. I actually just introduced them to one of my favorites from when I was a kid, which is the Mighty Ducks. So I was surprised to learn that one holds up pretty well, and they actually enjoyed it. So I'm trying to bring back some of mine from the 90s to for my kids to enjoy today.
Good luck with that. I had about a 50-50 rate with that. You know, sometimes they'd go for it and sometimes I was like, Dad, we're not watching that again. So
yeah, it's been a lot of that. Yeah.
So here's what we thought we would do, Dan, to help you escape the recombobulation area temporarily, politics. Conrad put together a little quiz of Christmas movies, and we'll play a clip, like a 30-second or so clip. And then you and I will try to figure out what it is. You can go first. I'll go first. I told him not to make them too difficult, so we should be okay here. Nobody's reputation will be tarnished when it comes to fun Christmas movies. Are you game?
Sounds good. Let's do it. I'm up first?
Yeah. Con, whenever you're ready, Okay. Let's play the first clip.
Lewis? My tree.
So what's the matter with you?
Look what you've done to my tree!
I think Dan's got.
So do I just go ahead and say it once I know it?
There's an ugly tree anyway.
Oh, it's Christmas Vacation. One of my absolute favorite Christmas movies.
Where's the bell? Conrad, we need some bell action. There we go. I can't find my bell. This is terrible. Well done, Dan. All right, Dan is one for one. That was Christmas Vacation. Was that one of the easier ones, Conrad, or one of the harder ones, would you say?
That was one of the easier ones.
Okay, good. All right. So let's do this. Dan, since you're the guest, you go first. And if you can't, I'll see if I can bail you out, but I might not know them either. But let's go with...
Okay, sounds good.
Let's go with clip number two. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and the Christmas Quiz.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
Well, if you're Santa, what song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. how old are you, son?
You got it?
You're a big boy. Yeah. What's your
name? All right, I think. Dan's on it.
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Well, this is another one of my favorites. This is Elf with Will Ferrell.
Well done. Two for two. The throne of lies. See, this is just... All right, Dan is on a roll. He knows his Christmas movies. Have you watched any?
Well, you happen to start with, I think, maybe my two favorite Christmas movies, okay. Christmas Vacation and Elf. So, you know, you must have really done your research here, Pete.
Well, Christmas with the Cranks is coming up, so let's see if you know that one. One of the newer... No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God, Conrad. All right, never mind. I didn't say anything. Conrad, go ahead. Clip number three for Dan Schaefer.
Why are you whispering, Luther? This is our house.
I'm whispering for the same reason you're hiding behind that curtain.
I made it a short clip because I thought the name would give it away.
Does that sound familiar, Dan?
I didn't catch that one, no.
I can play it one more time for you.
All right, one more time.
Okay.
Why are you whispering, Luther? This is our house.
I'm whispering for the same reason you're hiding behind that curtain.
I'm going to guess it just because I think I gave it away before. Christmas with the Cranks? I just pulled that out of nowhere. I had no idea Conrad pulled that. All right. So that was kind of a cheat. That one doesn't count. Dan is two for two. So let's go with clip number four.
Harry, help me get up!
That is one of the greatest moments in cinema history, and I think Dan knows it. Go ahead, Dan.
It's Home Alone, isn't it?
The whole movie is prologue until that moment, in my opinion. That's how funny Daniel Stern's scream is. All right, Dan is three for three. How many more do we have, Conrad? We got one more. All right, let's see how Dan does. He's batting 1,000. Right. We're not going to count the Christmas with the Cranks. Conrad, roll clip number five.
I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh, you mustn't say things like that. Wait a minute. That's an idea. What do you think? Yeah, that'll do it. All right. You've got your wish. You've never been born.
Ooh, that's tough.
Now, was that A Wonderful Life?
Conrad? Yes.
All right.
Well done, Dan. Hey, this was fun, buddy. I hope you had a good time, and it was great to have you on the show. Keep up the great work at Civic Media, and keep being a great dad and watching those movies with your kids. Teach them to be couch potatoes like I've done with my kids. That's where it's at. I'm an inside guy, and I'm a proud inside guy. So thank you. Thanks for your time tonight, buddy. It was fun.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'll have to come back sometime soon.
I hope so. All right, Dan. Thanks so much. That's Dan Schaefer. Check out his column, his podcast, The Recombobulation Area. He does such a great job, and he is an absolute rock star when it comes to political commentating. So all his work is available at civicmedia.us. Thank you so much, Dan. All right, we can bring Kurt in anytime. Let's bring Kurt in, and I'm going to read some texts here because we're running a little behind. We got a late start due to some technical issues that were worked out pronto in an expert fashion by our guys in Madison and the kid Conrad Krieger. So Jack from Racine, that's not meant for us. Jim from Appleton says Substack is the app I couldn't live without. No Substack equals no recombobulating. I wish I would have read that when Dan was here. That's great. Jim, that's a great text. And, I should have asked Dan. I meant to ask Dan what app he can't live without. My guess would it would be something similar to that. Here we go. Jim from Appleton also says Civic Media app is way up on the list. Also, thank you, Jim. Keep those texts coming. What is an app you can't live without? Today is National App Day. Yes, that is a day that exists. It is on the calendar. And we are celebrating by making that our question of the night. So you can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the stream. or the app. However you can get a hold of us, just get a hold of us, because we'd love to hear from you and read your texts on the radio. I have to say something. This was very concerning to me today. I'm trying to do this keto thing, and I got to have something sweet, right? So I've been eating these Quest peanut butter cups. Quest makes a whole bunch of products that are like low keto, low net carbs, that kind of thing. So once in a while, I'll get a pack of Quest peanut butter cups, and they have a wrapper around them, like the Reese's peanut butter cups do. Then I'll buy a pack that have no wrapper. It's just two peanut butter cups in there willy-nilly. I'm like, all right, well, I'm sure it's still sanitary, whatever. So today, I open my peanut butter cups, one wrapped, one not.
Well, did you just throw it out?
I don't know what to do there. Like, did the guy, you know, in quality control, what happened? Did he run out of wrappers and say, oh, just stick it in there? At least take the wrapper off the other one before you put them both in there so I feel better about what I'm eating. I don't know. I feel like maybe I should write the company and get, like, I've heard stories like where people can write a company and they'll send them like a year's supply or something.
Well, there you go. Say you had one with no wrappers in both.
Or wrappers in both.
Free supply of Quest peanut butter bars for life.
I could just say that. But I don't know if I can handle this keto diet for life. So,
well, they're still good.
They're still good. I could sell them in the black market. I could be someone's Quest guy.
Unwrapped Quest for sale.
Right. Joining us right now in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, he's been here before. He's a Wisconsin actor based here in Northeast Wisconsin. He's always busy working on something, writing, producing, acting. Kurt Krause joins us now in the studio. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, and thank you for having me.
Hey, it's always fun having you here, talking independent film. Do you have an app, Kurt, before we get into the nitty-gritty of what you're working on now, because it sounds like a really cool project,
Thank you.
We're going to talk all about it. What's an app you can't live without?
It's got to be a toss-up between my Airbnb app or my Uber app.
Because you travel so much?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
And both of them are just like lifesavers.
Those are like necessary, but not necessarily fun, I would say. But you can't live without them, and that was the question. That's fair.
It all depends on what you're doing when you get to the Airbnb. No, I'm just joking. joking.
I don't know what you have planned on your nights in these Airbnbs. I just hope they change the sheets before and after, buddy. Do you have a fun app you like to have? Like I said, my video poker app. I have to play Texas Hold'em. Conrad, you said YouTube, right?
Yeah, I said YouTube.
And YouTube is up there for me, too. I watch a lot of YouTube.
I'm probably in the YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah.
What kind of videos do you watch when you're at the Airbnb?
No. They actually have a nice lineup now of films on YouTube, which you guys probably know.
That yeah.
They, like, in the last couple of years, really stepped it up from being, like, sort of, like, B-budget, you know, these...
Like B-movies?
B-movies, yeah. Which is what... I go look for, like, these old horror movies you couldn't find anywhere else, and YouTube would have
them. Oh, sweet. I love that all these platforms, you can almost find anything you're looking for, which is so great, because where are you going to find those movies 30 years ago?
I mean, you saw him once on TV, and you're like, that movie was so weird. Where am I going to see that again?
Right. All right, Kurt Krause is here. We're going to do a very short break, and we're going to come back and talk about Kurt's new project, Amphibious, which sounds really cool and has a great message. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for
their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Down, down, down. Come on!
We get twisted when we go out before
now. Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what app can't you live without? It's National App Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's about time our electronic friends have a day. Bridget in the 818 says, TikTok. I have learned a lot. Oh, nice. Been entertained and ordered cool stuff like boom boom sticks. I mentioned boom boom sticks. You know what a boom boom stick is?
I have no clue.
It's nothing weird.
Okay.
It's like a Vicks thing. It looks like a tube of chapstick. I thought Conrad's chapstick. It looks just like that. And you put it up to your nose and you breathe it in. It's just like vapor Vic stuff.
All right.
To clear your sinuses. It's genius. So I'm with you, Bridget. I love the boom boom stick. Thank you for the text. Bridget texted last night too. I got to find that. Conrad, we missed a text last night. We missed two of them, actually. Kurt, bear with me here. One texter, do you know Brett Kissinger?
Name sounds familiar.
He's an author that was in here. He's from Algoma, and someone from the 262 said, "Dang, Brett is a hottie." I did share that with him later when I was home. I said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry we missed this. We didn't read it on the air, but I'm sure he got a kick out of that." And let's see. She says, "What's the title of his book?" We talked about that. Okay, and then Bridget texted last night too. She says, "Yes, our question last night was holiday cards. Are they outdated?" She says, yes, holiday cards are outdated. Stamps cost over 70 cents. Cards are bad for the earth. Time to move on. Do you do Christmas cards?
I get them, but I don't really send them.
Yeah, yeah. Me either. Selfish. How about Facebook crashing today? You're a guy that uses the internet all the time. You're promoting short films, feature-length films. I've never even seen that. Facebook just, you know, completely down. Did they ever find out what that was?
I haven't heard, and at first I thought, because I was sharing a little bit earlier, it's like everything just took longer to do today. And it was like simple tasks that you know, could have been done in minutes. It's like, why is this taking me 10, 12 minutes? But a part of it was Facebook. I didn't know what was going on, but it was like, I think it was the whole Meta thing, because even Instagram too.
Oh, really?
Some of the stuff I was trying to post or follow up on, all of a sudden it's like, I'm looking at it and I don't my account isn't even there. And I'm like, this, I'm like, I don't think I've been canceled. So.
I think some numbskull at Facebook leaned the wrong way and knocked the plug out of the wall or something. And the whole world went into upheaval because we didn't have Facebook for 30 minutes. Well, they got it figured out. Good. Let's talk some movies here. You're working on a new project that you wanted to come on and talk about, and I thought it sounded great. Tell us about Amphibious.
So Amphibious is a film we're going to be shooting here in Green Bay, Wisconsin in 2025. And it's the story, inspirational film of a young person who was born with syndactyly. So he's got webbed hands and feet.
Wow.
And he's been hiding this thing all throughout middle school into high school. Now at this new high school, it's made public that he's got this condition. And as some kids do, he starts to become the target of bullying and of course, isolation. But you also have a caring staff at the school who kind of go into emergency mode to try to get him on this blueprint for success. And it's actually the literature teacher who's also the swim coach who says, you see this gift that you have, you've been hiding this thing, but realize like with the right training, you're going to be really fast in the water and every other kid would kill to have this. And so look at this as a gift. And flash forward, he starts to live up to that, and he becomes something of a pseudo celebrity in the school and in the community. And the very thing that made him feel isolated for so long and withdrawn from the world is now what's being celebrated. And so anyway, he uses the status to build up people around him. And it's really a heartwarming story at the end of it all.
Where did the idea for that come?
A lot of different places that all just one day came together while I was actually lap swimming at the pool. And it was different conversations. For a long time, I'd wanted to do a film that was going to be geared toward younger people that would encourage them, especially through those difficult years when you're younger and you start to realize, oh my gosh, I'm different than all my other classmates and whatever that may be. That's a terrifying thing when you're young.
Oh sure.
And you know, to then have people come into your life and say, no, these things that make you unique, it's like these special things are what ultimately you know, make you who you are. And in our industry, obviously in the acting world, they always say be memorable.
Right.
And you realize how valuable that is as an adult to have some of those distinguishing things that make you memorable. But yeah, younger you is like, no, you don't want anything to do with it. You just want to be under the radar, just want to, you know, do school and just get by.
Is this at all based on a true story or a character that inspired it?
Not so much with the physical condition.
But that is a real condition.
But it is a real condition. Yeah. And after doing the script, it was actually a writer friend of mine. She told me that her aunt was on a girls' swim team with a gal who had that condition. And she swam all four years with the syndactyly condition.
That's crazy. Will it be shot here in Wisconsin? And if so, where? In Northeast Wisconsin?
So the hope is to shoot all of it in like Green Bay, Ashwaubenon.
Okay.
Again, working with Film Green Bay, Inc. I know we wanted to get Nick Wadia here tonight.
Yeah.
But he had another obligation, unfortunately. But we're funding this through Film Green Bay, them as our fiscal sponsor, so that businesses that like the message, want to see filmmaking here in Green Bay, can donate through Film Green Bay. And it's a tax-deductible donation. So it helps us meet our budget, spread this message, and then, ultimately, they get the tax deduction that a lot of them are looking for and looking to put their money into good things, you know.
So is that organization, is that an investment that you get like a return on your investment, or is it more of a grant, or do people just donate money? Like, I haven't heard of this kind of film financing, and I thought it was kind of interesting what you sent me. How does that work?
So this is also the...
Let's say I've got $3 on me, and I want to invest $3 in the film.
Yep.
I could buy a sandwich in the craft services line.
Absolutely.
You know, every little bit helps.
Yeah, a good coffee, you know.
For $3? Yeah. I don't know. I think you're looking at Sanka, buddy.
Yeah, maybe it's gone up. But this would be looked at as donation and obviously, you know, community impact. So things that are great for businesses.
Okay.
We haven't developed in this particular way an investment plan yet. This is the first time doing it through something like Film Green Bay.
And gotcha.
It actually comes at a very unique time because the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay in 2025. And it's a great time for all of us and this message to be on the national spotlight.
Yeah, you have a lot of extras you'll have access to. Like 300,000 people are coming to Green Bay. There's like 100,000 people here. I can't wait to see where these people stay. It's going to be fun. Kirk Krause is my guest. We are talking about his film that will be shot in the upcoming year. Listen up. Maybe you can audition. I don't know. It's called Amphibious. We'll jump more back into that after the news here as Civic Media's crack news team keeps you informed. Right, Conrad? And we got to talk about the contest. It's a great contest, too. We'll do that when we come back, too, and we'll have more with Kurt. Stay tuned, folks. We are coming right back. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and I'm Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help kids with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for kids with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of kids who reoffend. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. A number of Northwest Wisconsin families will have toys to give their kids for the holidays thanks to an annual toy drive. Royal Credit Union and the Salvation Army have announced they collected over 750 toys for kids during their Giving Never Melts Away drive in November. In addition to the toy collections, the organizations also raised $2,500 from community members. Officials say the toys will be distributed to families in need across the Northwest Wisconsin region and the greater metro area in Minnesota. The city of Eau Claire has prevailed in a lawsuit brought by Shields seeking to recover thousands of dollars in property tax payments. The company argued that the city's appraisal of their property was legally and factually not credible, and they were due over $30,000 for overvalued assessments. Judge Sarah Harless ruled that Shields had failed to overcome the presumption of correctness afforded to the city's assessment. A number of other large companies have filed similar lawsuits in recent years, which the city settled. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and bitter cold tonight with a low to 5 below and wind chills to 20 below. Sunny for tomorrow, highs only 5 to 10 above. Mostly sunny and upper teens for Friday, 30s for the weekend, but snow possible Saturday. Right now it's 1.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar before talking about giving back for the holidays with Major Beverly Bates from the Salvation Army Christmas Family Feast.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
weekdays here on Civic Media at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords. Once you hear those keywords, you have your chance to win. You text in, and you have a chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text-to-win contest. Conrad, what can they win?
Well, I mean, $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win one of the great eight grand prizes.
I'll take the first two. I'll take Chula Vista with $100 of walking around money, and
I'll take all 10.
Well, I don't want to be greedy. I don't think we qualify, which is kind of a jip, but that's okay. Jack from Merrimack weighs in and says, what app can't I live without? Definitely YouTube. I've learned to do everything from repairing my dryer. Oh, that's a great point. YouTube has all those great, I don't know who these people are, but they're saints that take hours of time to post videos of themselves fixing wipers on a car or a dryer, like Jack is saying. He says, I've learned how to do everything from repairing my dryer to replacing my car radio. And when I want to learn a new song, I sing along with Ella because I found she sings most of her songs in my key. I think that's what they call a humble brag. I think Jack is saying he has a voice like Ella Fitzgerald, which good for you, Jack. Why don't you record something, Jack, and send it to us? We'd love to play it on the air. We'll see if Conrad has the same key as you and Ella. All right, my guest is Kurt Kraus. He is here. He is a local actor and filmmaker, producer. He's working on a new film called Amphibious. Give us the brief thumbnail again, and then we'll get into some of the particulars here, Kurt, about what people can find out and how they can find out more about the project.
Yeah, the quick synopsis is he's a high school student born of Syndectyly. So he's got webbed hands and feet. And when that's discovered, he's targeted and bullied by some students, but you have caring personnel at the school who really help him get on a track for success. And it's the swim coach who ultimately helps him recognize that having webbed hands and feet is a gift in the water. And, you know, you've been blessed with the gift to be, you know, super fast as a swimmer. And Amphibious then, of course, is really about adapting to life situations. And, you know, each of us are in that way, you know, born with something unique, something that separates us from each other, and it can be used ultimately as something good.
So is this a feature length film?
Yep.
Wow. Good for you, dude. Are you in the film? You have a role, I would assume. Maybe you're going to play the guidance counselor or something, or are you just focusing on behind the scenes stuff?
I think to do this one right, I'm going to just have to focus on behind the scenes. I think I'll pull myself too thin if I try to do anything more.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, good for you to know that. I mean, you have to know your limitations, right? I think a lot of filmmakers bite off more than they can chew. They're on camera directing and they write it. And I'm speaking from experience. What is the original You campaign?
So the original You kind of fits in that whole theme of discovering and embracing those things that are authentically you and not hiding them and not using them to lord over other people, but recognizing who you are and who you are to one another, and that everything you have can be used to build up the people around you. And it's really a whole campaign that I hope kind of 180s the way I think a lot of young people and a lot of older folks. So it's like to reimagine how your life is and to see who you are in terms of the lives that run closest to you, your family, your friends, your coworkers. And, you know, I've done work on like the anti-suicide campaigns and suicide awareness.
Yeah, you have that in here. How does that? So you have that message too on the film's website. It says the message of the film and the campaign itself work to curb teen suicide, self harm. I assume that's part of the story, what the character deals with. But and you've had that, you've done that before. You were in that film festival in Madison, Wisconsin, that dealt with mental health. That seems to be something you champion in films you make. And I think that's really cool. Is it hard to work that into the story without making it seem extraneous?
Well, the hope is that we could take something that oftentimes when discussed often goes very dark. There was a series years ago called 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
I thought the series was done well, but it does go very dark. And this is just a quick side, but one of the things that really pushed me to say I needed to do something now was that years back, an actor friend of mine were working with high school students to prep them and do actors' workshops and whatnot, mostly for stage acting. And a number of years later, one of these students who was a lead in the show, a three-sport athlete, he took his own life.
Oh, my gosh.
And that very same week, another student at that school who was, he was on the spectrum, had trouble making friends, he did the same thing. And so they had two suicides in 1 week. And it was one of those things that it's like, you know, what's going on that young people aren't seeing themselves, you know, the way the rest of us see them, and the hole that they leave, you know, when they decide to, you know, I've heard it said it's a permanent solution to a short term problem.
I agree, and I think, you know, and this is just my own opinion, but I think if kids have more access to theater and the arts, I think, and again, I have nothing to back it up. I'm a writer, host, actor. I think those numbers will go down. I think if they have something to throw themselves into, and that's why I wish the arts were, they're available in high schools for sure, but I don't know that we get kids involved in them early enough. I'd like to see more kids theater and get kids involved in that kind of stuff so they have this activity. You know, if they don't want to do anything with it later, that's fine. But I mean, throwing yourself into this, I think it's great therapy for kids, you know, in a positive way.
Very much so. And with the Mental Health Warrior Film Festival that we've been working at down in Madison, it's that idea that you can use creativity to confront, you can use creativity to work your way through things.
And, right, absolutely.
And so, you know, I hope this film can offer that, obviously, with the message and the campaign. But ultimately, it's a drop in the water to anything that can happen, and hopefully a lot more that we can do to help young people. And again, it's geared toward young people, but the message is meant for everyone. And I know it's not just high schoolers who are struggling; that it's adults as well. And you know that anyone who comes to watch this film is going to hopefully have that takeaway.
Yeah. That is the voice of Kurt Krause. He is a Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin-based actor, producer, writer, and sounds like soon-to-be director. Joining me here on Nightlight, we are talking about independent film here in the state. We mentioned earlier, or we talked during the break, since I've been doing this show, I've noticed, or I've learned of, I should say, a kind of a burgeoning indie film community here in Northeast Wisconsin. Would you say it's a healthy climate for the most part?
I'd say it's getting better and better all the time. Yeah. Okay. And you know, we've all at some point or another now have worked with each other, know of each other.
Yeah.
And I think there's also a willingness to want to work together, you know,
which is huge.
Yeah. I don't see a lot of rivalry in Wisconsin for this film group is working against this film group. We're not working with each other. It's, you know, if somebody needs something, it always seems like there's somebody there to step up and help. And it's been so cool to see.
So I see your social media posts, because we're friends on a lot of the platforms, and you know, you're always posting stuff. You're always working on stuff. You really hustle.
Thank you.
Some of it's acting, some of it's producing. You're writing this. And I mentioned before, I've done the acting, writing, directing thing. I also raised money. It is a lot going on. And I feel like, you know, in the film The Godfather of Green Bay, it might have affected my acting a little bit. It couldn't not have. Like, because you're so worried when you're directing and you have material that you wrote that's very dear to you that other people are performing, and you have to focus on their performances. What is your favorite thing to do in the filmmaking process? You're sitting the acting, you're not going to take a role in this film. So you're going to direct, I assume?
Right now until I get the right team where I say, okay, I can step back from the producing side. I have to be heavy on the producing side right now.
Okay.
Just to be sort of that ongoing force with it.
What's your favorite hat to wear?
At the end of the day, I'll still say I'm an actor.
Okay.
And the acting hat's my favorite, but
yeah.
I've enjoyed producing, being a production coordinator, directing. I've enjoyed even dabbling, working as a gaffer and light design. I also do art direction.
And I saw that in your resume.
That's I love art direction.
Can you cry as an actor? Really?
I think all
If you had to do tears right now, could you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Connor, let's make him cry. Come on.
I don't like to be mean.
Conrad cries on a nightly basis because I'm me.
Well, I know that with the tech backup earlier today, I mean, that was a recent.
We got through it. Right. It's fine.
Yeah. Now it's tears of joy.
Tears of Joy, exactly. Yeah. So you swam. This is one of your posts I saw, and this is where I got confused because I saw amphibious. I also saw you swam the channel in Sturgeon Bay, right?
That's correct.
The Sturgeon Bay. How long ago was that?
So I did it on really the last nice day to swim in open water, which was October 4th.
What on earth? Year. You swam in Wisconsin on October 4th. And it's got to be pretty deep, I would imagine.
It's very deep in the middle, but it's actually surprisingly shallow for most of it. And then where the ships come through and they're very precise, then it goes down quite deep.
How long is that? Like, what kind of swim were you looking at there?
So that was a half mile swim.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad,
Yeah, not horrible. Just a warm up. No.
I used to swim 40 minutes a day, and my wife says, "I bet you just go there and do cannonballs, don't you? Like a grown man, you know." But I would swim. But did you like doggy paddle? Did you actually do like
freestyle and breaststroke? Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Were you freezing when you got out, or
when I first got in? It was like, okay, you feel it in your ears the most.
Yeah.
So you feel like you get a touch of a head cold, but you just keep plugging away. And then when I got to the other side, it was one of those things where you're like climbing up slick rocks, and you just feel like you've got like just all the shivers.
It's that cold, huh? Yeah. Wow. Did I imagine you swam a lot faster if you saw a huge ship coming in? Like, did you have the ship schedule?
What was wild was that it was the homecoming parade for Sturgeon Bay High School, so there was like zero boat traffic.
Oh, nice.
One boat came through, which was just a little wreck vehicle, and then there was a dude out on a jet ski, and it's, you know, I would just tread water and give him a thumbs up, letting him know, hey, I'm not out here drowning, and then they would keep on going.
That still seems dangerous. You didn't have anybody in a boat next to you, like for safety?
You know, I was originally going to go with a spotter, and it was getting so tough on those last days. The window was closing for water warm enough to swim in, and so we tried a couple of different days. Wasn't going to work. And then I went out every day I was checking the water, get out there. It's like the water is so calm. And then I said, all right, this is the day we're doing it. And just no spotter. The next swim I do will absolutely have a motorized boat with us for a quick emergency. But we're not.
If you don't, for that. I just want to say skinny dip. That will keep people away. They'll think you're crazy or something. Like, I think this guy, I don't think he's drowning. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. All right. Kurt Krause is my guest here. I want to ask you about, all right, you're on the board of the Door County Film Festival. Door County is one of my favorite places. I live right across the bay from Door County. We go there a couple times a year, I would say. Just such a gorgeous place. A well-kept secret, even though it's, you know, highly traveled by tourists. I still feel like it's still kind of a secret, you know. Will you have a film festival there? Are people on board with it?
This festival, previous to my joining it, has been going on. This is actually the 16th year, and
I'm sorry, not a festival, a film office. You were thinking about starting there. Will that take hold or what?
So that's actually going to be a meeting that happens tomorrow, where we do the formal presentation with Destination Door County. So this film office, actually, this whole idea came about 6 months ago. And there was an artist, Rebecca Carlton, who had a series called Are We Listening? And so she brought together, as a part of a sculpture, an exhibit she was doing, she brought together multiple people in different spheres. And so when she brought together filmmakers, it was cool that some of us knew of each other. But what was mind-blowing is that there were so many of us up there that we didn't know of each other's existence, what we were doing. And one of the cool ones was Kevin Werenberg, who's the producer of Fear Factor and Wipeout.
Oh, nice.
Has a business up in Door County.
Oh, really?
And so this idea advanced, what could we do to grow filmmaking in Door County? And it turned into, let's put together an exploratory committee of a Door County film office. So yeah, that meeting actually happens tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
That's awesome. You probably don't know this about me. I make a killer casserole. I'm going to show up with a casserole. We'll pass her on a hot dish. We'll get this thing pushed through.
I love it. All right. I love it.
Kurt will be here for a couple more minutes. We're going to close this thing down when we come back. So great to have you with me here on Nightlight tonight. Text us if you want. Join the show. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You know what this music, what movie this music was in?
I don't.
A movie called Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. Tom Cruise plays a hitman who rolls into L.A. and he has to take out five witnesses in one night. He has to make five stops. He hires Jamie Foxx to drive him around in a cab, doesn't tell him what he's doing, just acts like he has to have papers signed. And there's one scene where they go to a jazz club because they have time to kill. And Tom Cruise, you find out while they're watching this jazz performer and the place clears out, he buys the jazz performer a drink, sits him down. Pretty soon it's just the three of them in the club. And then you realize he's one of the guys that Tom Cruise has to take out. It's a brutal scene. It's a great scene. The actor, his name escapes me at the moment, but the guy who plays the jazz musician is great. Jamie Foxx is great. Tom Cruise. It's a great movie. To me, it's like almost a perfect movie.
Awesome.
So, check it out. But I love that Miles Davis. All right. Kurt Krause is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is a Green Bay, Wisconsin-based, Northeast Wisconsin-based actor and producer. So what would a film office do for Door County? Would that bring film to Door County and try to get things shot there? You're kind of limited as to what you can shoot there. It's a beautiful area. But you can't really shoot any kind of urban things there.
Yeah, not urban, but there's such a variety of landscape and environmental. You've got beautiful resorts. You've got like 1,001 unique individual buildings, whether that be barns, you know, little wedding chapels. It's a very very scenic and very versatile.
Yeah.
But we're hoping this film office would be the one-stop shop for if somebody's considering shooting something, you would find it right there on the Destination Door County website. And you could click to find locations, or these are gear rental places nearby. These are production people who are living up here. These are actors you could potentially hire as local, and the idea is that you can get a lot of that legwork done just by coming right to that website.
Nice.
And then of course, Destination Door County being the tourist hub, they've got all the business emails. So if businesses were on board to offer catering, or whether it be, you know, offering trucks for Grip and Electric, you could have that whole list there and contact info.
That's huge. What kind of movies? Like, it seems like Door County is so beautiful. I almost picture like like a romance movie, like a Somewhere in Time being shot there. Or, you know, the area is also famous. We've talked a little bit about this on this show, shipwrecks.
Yeah.
Like, and there's ghost stories involved. Like, you could either shoot like really scary stuff there or really kind of sweet romantic stuff, it seems like.
I think it does draw a mix of the two, because the last project I worked on up there, Angels in the Rye, had that very sweet element to it. And at least the scenes they shot in Door County were dating and going out to the restaurant. And then, you know, one of the other projects I knew that was up there in the last year or so was done as a horror film. So I think you can get that draw for both.
That's pretty cool. Well, I wish you luck with that. The meeting is tomorrow. Keep me posted on that. I would love it if there was a Door County Film Office. And not just because I want to show up with a casserole. Kurt is going to swim. You're going to swim the channel again, you said?
Well, I have a bigger one coming up.
What are you going to swim next?
So whether it's going to be
across Lake Michigan.
Not quite.
Oh, come on, dude.
But I would love to, in this next year, do the Death's Door swim, which would be a 7-mile swim.
Oh, you are out of your
from
mind.
From Washington Island to
you
Gillis
are
Rock.
Crazy. You're not doing that.
And believe it or not, it's been done by just a small handful of people over the years.
But did anybody ever get lost while they were doing that?
Not to my knowledge, one gal, she trained for quite a while, and she did that swim. And she was the first to do it. And then I think it was two or three friends who all swam it together a number of years later. So it's a really kind of the fascinating history of swimming in Door County.
Listen,
as well.
if you swim Death's Door, Kurt, and I'm telling you this because you're a friend, get yourself a really heavy duty pair of water wings, because ships go down there. You think you're swimming that? That's crazy.
Well,
you got to have a spotter for that one.
That will absolutely have a spotter.
So, all right.
Yeah. We'll do it safe. We'll do it right.
This on the stream, Craig Knitt says, Pete, you and Kurt are an inspiration. Wow. I love what you have to say about the arts to our youth. Well, Craig's a teacher, and he does a lot of great things teaching kids the arts and acting and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And then in all caps, he typed Door County Film Office. So people are on board.
That's awesome.
And if my casserole puts you over the top tomorrow, maybe I should bring a bundt cake too.
I think that would really
all right, feel some refreshments.
Yep.
Conrad, bring some Yoo-Hoo, maybe some juice boxes.
A boom boom stick.
Let's nail this thing. Let's bring a boom boom stick. this has been fun. We got off to a rough start. We had some technical issues. The guys in Madison crushed it. Conrad worked hard. Todd Michaels was on the phone with us. We figured it out. We finally got Dan Schaefer on the show on time at 6:35. And then Kurt Krause was patient enough. He gave us a few more minutes with Dan before he came in. Tomorrow night, it is our popcorn pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen, with former mayor and co-host of Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. Former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt will be making our popcorn pick of the week. That's tomorrow night at 6:35. And then I will be joined by Rob Thomas, who is the CityCast Madison newsletter editor and a film critic, who has done great work over the years and is just a phenomenal critic. I almost agree with everything he writes. And that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. But what do you got, buddy?
Well, I brought you a picture from Godfather Green Bay,
okay.
Circa 2003.
All right, so here's the picture. I made this film, The Godfather of Green Bay, I shot up in Marinette for 20 days. Then we shot in L.A. and Vegas for a week. And Kurt was an extra. Can people see that, Conrad?
Have to closer a little bit
closer
and up because you see the camera.
I'm gonna have a T-shirt.
There you go.
How's that? Good God!
I think they got the gist of it.
Listen, it's almost too handsome of a picture anyway to show to the general public. Hey, thank you for coming in, buddy. This was fun.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you to Dan Schaefer. Thank you for all your texts and calls tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And thanks for sticking with us. We will be back tonight. The lovable producer Conrad will be here too with his chapstick. So that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joining us. Also, Paul Noonan to talk all things sports and Aaron Rodgers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. FBI Director Christopher Wray is getting out before being kicked out after President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in. Wray announcing today,
"The right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down."
More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Last month, the president-elect announced that he intended to remove Wray and replace him with Kash Patel, a former GOP congressional staffer who was tapped by Trump during his first term for roles at the Pentagon and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. If confirmed, Patel would be the third FBI director to work under a Trump administration.